every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Well, the stain of Steinhoff continues to just wear on, doesn't it? Pepco trying to do away with it, of course, just last year, having tried to relist itself, of course, listing as Steinhoff Africa Retail, then changing its name back to Pepco in August in the hope of distancing itself from the scandal-plagued holding company. That clearly didn't work out, and now the JSE said it's levied the largest fine to date for the JSE on the group for breaching a number of requirements when it comes to listing or having it listed out of Steinhoff in September 2017. The deal itself is worth 5 million rand. That's the fine. And it really is the last thing that they probably needed. And clearly on the back of their pedestrian results as well, it doesn't seem that things are going too well for Pepco, and they haven't shrugged things off as yet. Let's chat to Jean-Pierre Fester, who is portfolio manager at Free Trade Capital. Jean-Pierre, thank you so much for your time this morning. It just seems to go from bad to worse.
Morning, Arabile. It's tricky times for Pepco. I think the management team has put in a lot of effort to distance themselves from Steinhoff. So this fine doesn't come at a great time for them. But hopefully this will be the last little blemish for this management team before they can try to disassociate themselves from Steinhoff.
One wonders, though, how this happened, though. I mean, they've got so many people not just underwriting this, but really taking a look at how this works. They've got numerous shareholders who are perhaps looking at how this works, and lawyers, etc. How do they let something like this perhaps happen? Or do you do it knowingly that, yes, fine, we're going to withstand the fine and we'll just move on with things, and this is the only way we can do things in order to wipe away the stench eventually?
Well, I think to answer that question, we need to take ourselves back to September 2017 when the company at that time, Star Africa Retail, which is now Pepco, listed. And the three things that they didn't disclose, which then attracted the fine, were firstly a guarantee for some debt that Steinhoff had issued, 15 billion rand of South African debt. Secondly, a guarantee for members of the Pepco management that were allowed to buy Steinhoff shares and Pepco guaranteed that scheme. And thirdly, that further loans were made to those executives in the 2017 and 2018 year. Mm. Now, at that point, I think no one could foresee that Steinhoff would implode and that effectively the guarantees of the 15 billion rand of Steinhoff debt and the guarantee of the management scheme could ever be important and could be called upon. But post the implosion, obviously, those became quite important. So I think the reason why it wasn't disclosed, even though you have all these lawyers and accountants involved, is because thought it was almost impossible that these guarantees would become important. But we know now, with the benefit of hindsight, that they did indeed become quite important.
Is the JSE becoming stricter, or is this perhaps just par for the course?
I think the JSE rules are pretty clear, and like I said, in this case, when it was found that they didn't follow the rules, the JSE imposed a fine, which is good. We can't just have a slap on the wrist of people not having repercussions if they don't follow the rules. But like I said, on the other hand, one must also keep in mind that they foresee that these guarantees became important. But even if you think something has got a very low probability, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't disclose it. A 15 billion rand contingent liability has the potential to be quite meaningful. Now, that whole listed debt program has been redeemed by Steinhoff, so it doesn't exist anymore. But all these things happen in a certain way post the Steinhoff debacle, and it could have happened in a very different way, and the 15 billion rand guarantee could have become very important and could have become a Pepco liability.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that the rules are clear, and they are, and it's important that there are fines if the rules aren't followed, and that is exactly what has happened.
Yeah, even those earnings, they're not necessarily the greatest.
No, I think it's a case of the old traditional Pepco. That is now the brands of Pep and Ackermans, and those actually performed very well. Double-digit growth now for a number of years in a row, actually, as people search for value and the cheaper type of products that Pep and Ackermans sells attracts more customers. While the newer part of Pepco, that is now the brand that Steinhoff effectively injected into the Pepco group, when they listed it separately, those brands performed less well. That's mostly furniture brands, electronic brands, and building material brands. So it's very interesting to see the distinction between the traditional Pepcor business, which did quite well, and the newer parts that Steinhoff contributed that really struggled in this environment.
Jean-Pierre Fester, Portfolio Manager at Free Trade Capital, appreciate your time this morning as we just chat about Pepcor being fined 5 million rand by the JSE. The JSE saying that that's the biggest fine they've had to issue out. Well, we've got the summarized consolidated financial results for the year ended 30 September 2018 for Nampac. The group revenue of the company down 1% to 17.3 billion rand. Profit, trading profit increasing, however, to 2 billion rand. That means it went up 3%. Operating profit, however, increasing by 7% to 1.5 billion rand. Headline earnings per share increased by 15%. To 168.7 cents per share, successfully securing 12.5 billion rand of committed funding, further strengthening the group's financial position to provide a platform for future growth. That's what the company says. That's Nampac's earnings having come out this morning. 7:21, your traffic.